It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
This is a new trend. Live the Web Girls all for it. And I'm kind of wondering if ladies should not be wearing bras at work. I love boobs and I'm all about free the nipple, but it's an interesting question that I read in this article, and we want to know how you feel about it. 833-563-2539. Liv, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's some days at work where you embrace this trend.
Yeah. No, I definitely do, and I don't think you guys have ever noticed. One, when I have done this.
I did notice one day, but I don't want it to be awkward, but I did.
Well, I've done it multiple times, so I'm sure there's some days that you have, some days that you haven't. But yeah, I just think that they should be allowed to. Like, why not? It's not, I just think that if a woman wants to go braless, they should be able to. I think that our culture and our society has sexualized, you know, breasts. When I don't think they have to be a sexual thing. I think guys should be able to control themselves enough to not get all like uncomfortable or horned up just because they see breasts. I'm not saying they should wear see-through tops where
like you're Kylie or something.
Yeah, like you're Kendall Jenner or Kylie Jenner or whatever, but like just wearing a top like you normally would just without having a bra, I think is definitely okay.
Now, I get it, and I understand they're natural in yours, but if they do cause a distraction just naturally just by looking, because here's my take, and you can agree with me or disagree, it doesn't matter, 833-563-2539, I think it doesn't make it right, but dudes naturally look at boobs, especially if they're not having a bra, they're probably more prone to notice them because they can be seen better. The fact of just survival, like back in the day, you would look at them, and I know you're going to say, well, boobs are for reproduction. Totally. That's what they are for, to deliver milk to a baby. I totally get that, and I totally agree.
More like post-production.
For sure. But, I mean, as a man, though, too, like back in the caveman days, and I think even now, you're still physically attracted to somebody, and that's one characteristic for most men looking at women that they desire and look for. So it's just naturally, I think subconsciously, your body's like staring and drawn to that.
That is
it's
the
not your fault.
Lamest excuse I've
I think it's a real one.
No, but I don't think all men do that. I think maybe, yeah, some men do they can't freaking control themselves, which I think they need to fix themselves. I don't think it should be the women's job to make sure that they are like wearing enough clothing. Like, it's not like these people are like wearing anything see-through. They're still wearing
appropriate. I'm not blaming women here, so I just want to make sure you're not.
I know, but it's like, why is it our job? It should be your job to literally control yourselves.
Liv, I hate sounding like I'm siding with Joe, but what if, and trust me, I understand that they are for feeding, even with animals. Like, that's what they are for,
yeah,
feeding children.
Yeah, no one gets, like, all weird and sexual with a dog's nipples that are hanging out.
I would hope not. That is actually illegal.
Trust me, I get that. But how do we know 100% that if the way we were created and the way men were created, obviously there are two parts we can all agree that are sexualized on a human. But how do we know that if the way we were created, maybe men were created to be attracted to that to help with the process of intercourse? How do we not know? Or stimulate, whatever you want to say,
right,
stimulating
also,
a man.
Your argument makes no sense because do you believe...
I don't have an argument.
Well, no, not your argument, but I'm saying like your point...
Right, tell me why.
...doesn't really make sense because... What? So you're saying that you don't think that you were born bisexual because do you think that... Because if you're saying that men were made to find breasts attractive,
yes.
Then what about men who don't find breasts attractive at all, who are just gay?
Okay, I see your point. I mean, well, that's because those men don't like women at all. So then, you know, so it's the same as, you know, this. See the shape I'm making? It's that down there. They don't like that, so they probably wouldn't like this up here either.
Okay, I'm gonna take
the
over.
The shape you just made.
It was upside down. Yeah,
I'm taking over for Porkchop because he's destroying my conversation
now. I was kind of
he's just making a point because we all three have different points on this. I just think that it should be okay that we've overly sexualized. It's not, it would be different.
But do women?
If it would be different if they were walking around topless. They're not. They just don't have support.
But that's what I'm saying. But don't women like want to wear bras so their stuff doesn't hit their knees? Like, is that not the point? Like, you want them to be like perky?
I'm sorry, but mine do not hit my knees when I take my
bra
off.
But if you don't wear one, they might.
Really, a real bra is uncomfortable. That's why girls cannot wait until the end of the day when they get to take their bra off. It is the best feeling in the world. It feels comfortable, but it should be up to the girl. If they want to wear a bra, they should wear a bra. But in work, at work, if they don't want to because they find it restricting or uncomfortable or whatever, they should not have to.
Ladies, 833-563-2539. How do you feel about this new trend at work where ladies are starting to go braless? Do you actually agree with what Liv just brought up, that most recent point that you don't want to wear a bra? It's restricting. Like, you're telling me you'd be comfortable at work with no bra. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Hey, you and Mackenzie want to start not wearing bras.
So.
All right, well, let's see what people think. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and Mackenzie.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
New trend at the office is ladies to go braless, and I'm not super opposed to it, to be totally honest. Well,
don't
I don't know.
Be creepy.
I'm not being creepy. I'm just telling you how I feel. And we're kind of wondering how you feel. Ladies, would you actually want to be braless at work? Is the bra that constrictive during the day? I mean, so many questions, so little time. Chops, are you wearing a bra right now? That's my main question.
I mean, kind of, because I purposely wear boxer briefs during the day, you know, to support what I need supported, because, you know, I don't want to chafe. I don't want things like sloshing around.
Is that a humble brag? He needs to, I got to make sure I keep this locked in.
That's why I would assume girls would want to wear a bra, because I don't know, you don't want to chafe or sloshing around, right?
I don't know. That's why we're kind of asking, because I got moobs, which I can, I haven't worn a bra, but I've thought about it.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I don't know. I thought about containing it, to be totally real. Tasha, good morning. You're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
So really, I just think that, like, women should be able to go braless if they feel like it.
Thank you.
All
I agree.
First one for Liv. Let him fly. Allison, you're on Joe Mackenzie. The new trend, ladies are going to go braless at work. Are you going to be doing this?
Absolutely not. I have big girls, and they need to be contained, and I think some other women may have the same issue. If you... you know, have mosquito bites, you can get away with it. I'm all for it. But I even wear a bra at home, so.
But, and see, that's the thing. It's all up to people's comfortability. Like, if you want to wear a bra, then by all means, that's your prerogative. But if someone who, you know, has, like, a size D chest who doesn't want to wear a bra, that's also their prerogative.
Allison, do you think it's okay if a girl's got Ds or double Ds around the office without a bra?
If they're perky, you can get away with it.
if they're like on the ground and bumping into people's desks as you walk by.
Yeah, it might not be so advisable.
All right. Can you just see somebody walking by and they knock, say sorry, they turn and they knock something
so
off your
dramatic.
Desk. I came in like a wrecking ball.
I can like see you
him,
every day.
I can see him running and like the Chariots of Fire music playing like in slow motion.
Oh my gosh. You guys are terrible.
CJ, good morning. You're on Joe Mackenzie. What are your thoughts on the new trend of at the office women are going braless for being comfortable?
I think it's great, and my aunt taught me a trick when I was growing up. She never wore a bra. She bought the little round Band-Aids, and she put them on her nips so that her nips didn't show through. And being the rebel that I am, I hate wearing bras, and that's what I do. I put the little round Band-Aids there. That way, nothing shows through.
Hell yeah, girl. You do you. If she doesn't want that, that's totally fine. And I've done the same thing. I've put Band-Aids over my nipples if I didn't want my nipples to show. And then other times I'm like, I don't care if my nipples show.
Could you imagine Liv the Web Girl like doing an endorsement? Like, hi, I'm Liv the Web Girl from Joe Mackenzie. And I like to not wear a bra, so I use Band-Aids.
Hey,
the number one nipple protector.
I'll do that. I'm not kidding.
All right. Hey, that's an interesting thing. I didn't know that. I did do one time like a 5K, which is not a marathon, obviously, and I put a bandage on just to make sure that like I didn't want to chafe.
So. Yeah, that's very common.
All right, Katie, let's wrap things up with you. It's Joe Mackenzie. Ladies are starting to not wear bras at work. What do you think?
I completely agree that girls should be comfortable. I work long hours, sometimes 13 hours a day, and I do use those boob pedals that go over my nipples.
Yes.
And they're so comfortable. I mean, a real bra, guys don't understand this, but a real bra has underwire. It pokes into the bottom of your chest. It's uncomfortable.
They're so uncomfortable.
Best feeling taking it off.
They're so uncomfortable. And also, I want to point out the fact that, like, a nice bra is so expensive. Bras can be so expensive.
So
and guys
expensive.
Don't realize it's so inconvenient. And it's just straight up not fair.
Now, listen.
It's not fair that we have to pay for this $60 bra that still is uncomfortable.
$60?
Yes, there's bras that are $60.
Victoria's
yes.
Victoria's Secret.
Does that come with the boobs, too? I mean,
okay. No, but seriously, I'm not kidding. A nice bra, they're expensive. And it's not fair that we have to pay for them. We have to be uncomfortable all day because guys are, like, what, scared to see a little nipple and they can't control themselves? Like, come on.
Do they make bras, like, that I could get into? Like, I'm a bigger, like, you know, I'm rounder.
1,000%. They make bras for all shapes and sizes.
I think Chaps and I, if we could get some bras donated or something.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not kidding. Yes,
I think we should try a day in the life.
A day in the life. You guys should wear a bra all day and see what it feels like.
All right. If anybody has a bra connection, like, I'm a big dude. Like, I'm not chesty big. I'm probably a B or a C. But as far as, like, the width of my body, what is that? Like, how's the size work for that? You know what I mean? Like, around
like,
me?
Yeah, it's like a 32 all
oh,
the
this
way
is probably
to, like,
an,
a,
this is probably like a 92.
Maybe.
102. All right. If you have anything, hit us up on the DMs and Instagram, Joe McKenzie, and maybe we can make that work. Speaking of a girl that's kind of chesty, it's Lizzo.
I do my hair.